Systemic change. Is systemic change equal for disabled adults?
Is it equal for special education students? The Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, passed by the United States Congress in 1975, is intended, quote, to ensure that all children with disabilities have available to them a free, appropriate public education that emphasizes special education-related services designed to meet their unique needs and prepare them for further education, employment, and independent living. Title 20 of the United States Code, Chapter 33. Special education from the student point of view. I was in special education in elementary school and middle school, experienced the consequences of it in high school and beyond. I'm David Potter. I survived special education, not a joke.
Systemic change. Is systemic change equal for disabled adults? Let's look at Title 42 of the United States Code, Chapter 144. What does the law say? Section 15001. Lowercase b. Purpose. The purpose of the subchapter is to ensure that individuals with developmental disabilities and their families participate in the design of and have access to needed community services, individualized supports, and other forms of assistance that promote self-determination, independence, productivity, and integration and inclusion of assets of community life through culturally competent programs authorized under this subchapter, including specifically. What needs to change in the law? Some parents and professionals don't include disabled family members in the decision-making process. What does the law say? 1. State councils on developmental disabilities in each state to engage in advocacy, capacity building, and systemic change activities that, skipping A and B. 2. Protection and advocacy systems in each state to protect the legal and human rights of individuals with developmental disabilities. 3. University Centers for Excellence in Developmental Disabilities Education, Research, and Service, skipping A and B. C. To conduct research which may include basic or applied research evaluation and the analysis of public policy in areas that affect or could affect either positively or negatively individuals with developmental disabilities and their families, and what needs to change in the law. The Administration for Community Living in the United States Department of Health and Human Services says that state councils on developmental disabilities must have 60% of their membership consisting of developmentally disabled people or their family members. Another page says membership is when one-third is disabled, one-third is family members, and the remaining third is a combination of the two. This agency is authorized to enforce the Developmental Disabilities Assistance and Bill of Rights Act of 2000, which of course passed after I graduated from high school in the mid-1990s. How does this law impact my life? I don't know. I was treated like this law didn't exist by people who probably knew of its existence.
Is it equal for special education students? Is the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act working as intended? Is it preparing disabled students for further education, employment, and independent living? Visit the website at notajoke.net. I'm David Powder. I survived special education, not a joke.